in there.
Rise is young, happy Gilmore, nipping at his heels and trailing by only one stroke.
Shooter from the sand, playing like he really wants that jacket. Happy Gilmore answers right back with a birdie.
Welcome to the Top Tier Podcast. Today we're doing a comedy actress tier list. I'm your host, Dan Hummer, here with Clinton, Doug, and Eric. How's everyone doing tonight?
Good, how about yourself?
Can't complain. Yeah.
Very good. At least we're on a working phone.
No one's wrong.
Yeah.
So should be good. You wanna plug the wrestling show?
Am I allowed?
I just said.
Oh. Okay. All right. So let's get a couple of plugs out of the way. Well, actually, no. Just get one plug out of the way. Ours. Make sure to listen to us every Friday night. I'm mixed with the other guys, and I'm not plugging. Every Friday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, here on blogtalkradio.com/unscriptedwrestling. It'll be easier for you guys to find us if I give you the full link. This past Friday, we had a bunch of guys on from the Global Wrestling Federation, and what a wonderful episode that was. This upcoming Friday, we are going to have we have a poll up. It was actually picked by my buddy Steve Kozlowski after he won Jeopardy against Eric a couple weeks ago. He got to pick four poll options. We're either going to do a top 10 list of every world champion. There's like 80 different companies with world champions, so that's going to be a long – so that's a lot to pick from. Career retrospective on the British Bulldog, a tier list ranking of TNA from 02 to 04, or a Survivor Series 1997 pay-per-view retrospective. So that's going to be this upcoming Friday. And then coming up soon, we will do another edition of Fantasy Warfare because we were not able to do one in the month of June because everybody was so busy. What?
Yeah, I'll be right back, guys.
Okay. And then also, too, I'm going to try to work something out to where we'll do another game of Jeopardy soon.
Good Lord.
But not with so many people. I'll explain off the air so we don't waste time because we got a lot to get in. We got a lot to get into.
Yep. Yeah, we do.
Yep.
So, comedy actors. Our five tiers here are A-list, very good, mediocre, meh, and trash. We will be doing a variety of actors. They are all comedy-based. A lot of them have done other stuff, too, but we're really just basing them off their comedy work. So,
okay.
Now, this is comedy movies, right?
And TV series.
And TV. We are including TV series?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
And actresses, still.
Do you have any on that list there?
I'm not going on that list.
Okay.
I just have shit up on my laptop because I'm a professional.
Well, yeah. We're basically going by what's going around in that little head of yours.
Yeah. So, actors and actresses, comedy, movies, and TV shows. You want to get started, Eric? All right, let's do it.
Let's do this.
And we'll start out with no one better than Jack Black.
Everybody's better than Jack Black.
Really?
He's funny, but he's not that funny.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, he's, like, kind of funny. It's like, you know,
he'll say something funny every once in a while. It's like what you say about me.
Yeah.
Okay. So, it's like every once in a while, every like six or seven sentences that comes out of his mouth is funny. So like, it's almost like if he were to do like a half hour bit of stand up, he'd be funny for about maybe 10 minutes.
Right.
I mean, he's just not, I mean, to me, he's mediocre at best.
Jack Black, I mean, he was in Jumanji. He was funny in Jumanji.
His funniest role to me was in Saving Silverman, which was like one of his like very first movies.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
I mean, I think Tenacious D Blue.
Oh, I love that movie. What do you think, Eric? Jack Black.
I'm going to say meh.
What'd you say, mediocre?
Yeah.
I'll go I mean, I'd say very good, so I guess that'll bring him up to mediocre.
Yeah. All right, Clint doesn't get a vote yet, right, because he's not on?
Yes.
No.
Oh, wait. All right. Next up, Tina Fey, an SNL veteran.
See, the thing with her...
Hold on. I'm going to get a water.
...is she tries sometimes, though, to be serious. And she really could be like a serious actress. I think Tina Fey is actually very good looking. So like I kind of dig her as like a serious person, but she does know, but she can crack a few jokes.
Oh, one of the two.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I loved her in the movie This is Where I Leave You.
Yeah. I liked her in that date night with Steve Carell, too, which we'll get to him later. I'd say Tina Fey is actually very good.
I do. Well, I like Tina Fey as an actor, you know, on the whole anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the whole, but on the whole.
All right, we'll go very good then for Tina Fey. Got a lot of people to get into here. David Spade. Joe Dirt.
Oh my God. That's the best movie he had ever done, though. As far as him being a leading man, that is the best movie he ever did. Because he needed, in Tommy Boy, he needed Chris Farley to kind of, you know, be the leading man.
Yeah.
Now, when they were together again in Black Sheep, that blew.
Yeah, that movie sucked.
That movie blew black balls. Okay. But as like just him on himself, I mean, Joe Dirt's not the only good thing he's ever done. I mean, he was on the show Just Shoot Me, which he was funny in there, but you know, he was funny because he was annoying.
Yeah.
Because he's good at playing somebody that's annoying.
Yeah, and Rules for Engagement did well. We didn't talk about that in our sitcom one, but that...
I forgot about that.
That was a good show, and he was good in that, too.
He was good in that. Eight Simple Rules, I mean...
Okay.
It was...
He served his purpose, but...
He served his purpose, but I wasn't necessarily a fan of him in there.
Yeah.
I get why they brought him in, and I don't have an issue with them bringing him in. They were trying to save the show that was already Snakebit.
Yeah.
The poison was already in the veins. They were trying to use him as kind of the antidote.
Yeah, but it wasn't going to work.
Right. And it's not his fault, and it's not James Garner's fault.
No.
I mean, and you can't really blame Ritter for dying.
No.
And Kaley Cuoco just wasn't an old enough pair of tits yet to save the show. But
we'll get to her. Let's not have misogyny for every actress we do. For the love of God.
This is why it's so hard for us to get women on the show.
But for you, you're the only one that got the woman on the show.
I may owe her money.
So, David Spade, where are we putting him? Eric, are you familiar with some of his stuff?
Yeah, just like Jack Black, I'm going to say meh.
I'm going to just say
I'm going to say mediocre again, just because I don't have – Joe Dirt is a fantastic movie.
Which nobody agrees with you on. Well, it does have a cult following.
Yeah. So I'm just going to say mediocre again.
I'll actually agree with you. I'll go mediocre. Because I can't.
Yeah, he's going to say lower as Jack Black.
I'd say. I mean, maybe a little below, but. All right. Let's see who we got next. Vince Vaughn. I'm actually an incredible fan of Vince Vaughn. I like most of his stuff.
Here's the thing about him. I love his movie. I love the Dodgeball.
Yes, that's a great movie.
Old School is good.
Yeah.
Even though, like, he's not necessarily, like, what? What'd you say?
No, I didn't say anything. I was agreeing with you.
Oh, okay. Old School is a good movie. I liked him in the movie The Watch, even though I thought that was a really, really stupid movie. And
oh, yeah.
It's stupid because Ben Stiller is absolutely... If he's on this list,
he will.
Be careful. I'm gonna get more hate than what I usually do. I'm the lightning rod of hate.
I think I'm gonna agree with you, Doug.
Well, you got a shiny enough head to be a lightning rod.
Thank you. Fuck you and bye. But with Vince Vaughn kind of has almost like that dry sense of humor. Like he's trying not to be funny.
Yeah.
He's trying to be serious, but it comes off as being funny.
Yeah.
So to me, I'd actually say just because Vince Vaughn does not have to, even movies where he plays a fucking psychopath.
Oh, Psycho?
Psycho and the movie Clay Pigeon.
Yeah.
All right, where he's, in the movie Clay Pigeon, it's supposed to be kind of like, you know, he's a serial killer, but they label him the world's friendliest serial killer.
That's funny.
And so, to me, he is an A-list comedy act.
You would put him at A-list?
Yeah. I like Vince.
I'll put him at A-list, too.
I was going to go very good, but I like him a lot, so I'd put him in.
He was even good in the movie The Dilemma.
Yeah. He's a really good rom-com guy.
Yeah.
He can make a good rom-com bearable. You know, a chick flick. Not a chick flick.
He's who you need in, like, a chick flick. Like, in the movie Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you had Brad Pitt and you had Angelina Jolie, and it was kind of like going downhill, but every scene that Vince Vaughn was in.
Yeah.
All right, he
saved it.
All right. Again, he's one of those guys, and a lot of his movies necessarily don't get good till, like, towards the middle or towards the very end.
Yeah.
But it's not him. It's the people. Sometimes it's the people he works with.
Right. That's very true. Next up, we will go on with a young lady, Sarah Silverman.
Clintus, are you back yet, or are we still deducting money from your paycheck?
No, Clintus, not in.
He's not back yet.
I'm going to have it right here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm looking right at it. What the fuck am I doing? All right, Sarah Silverman. Is she still dating Jimmy Kimmel?
I don't think so, no. I think they're good friends still.
I never liked her.
I mean, she had the skit show. I can't really remember her in a role that was really good, except she wasn't bad as the little kid in that animated movie, Wreck-It Ralph.
See, she was funny in Wreck-It Ralph.
Get up closer to the phone.
Oh, sorry.
But yeah,
she was funny in Wreck-It Ralph.
I mean, she talked about banging Matt Damon or something like that. I know that.
Yeah, I mean, she's.
He's back.
Clintus, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
He's here.
All right, beautiful. Sarah Silverman, to be honest with you, I would put her in Matt.
I'd have to agree. She's not very good.
No.
I've never found her that funny.
How about you, Clint?
What are you talking about?
Sarah Silverman.
All right.
Up next, Charlie Sheen. Icon.
I don't hate his movies. That's the thing. Major League and Major League 2 are two very good movies. I know Eric is in love with both of them.
I love those movies.
They're baseball. Well, they're baseball movies. And Eric's a baseball. If Eric could be, he'd be a baseball groupie. Okay.
Thanks, Doug.
You're welcome. Always here for you, buddy.
Baseball groupie, yeah.
Doug's a wrestling groupie.
Yeah.
He had all your pimps on last Friday.
Damn right. Daniel's a hip-hop groupie. And Clint is a groupie for whatever cartoon characters his nephew likes.
Superman.
Oh, yeah, that's good. So, but anyway, Charlie Sheen, I mean, he was Major League and Major League 2 are iconic, especially Major League 1. Major League 2 was just a step below. But also, too, you got to remember, Charlie Sheen was in a movie called The Chase.
Yeah.
Which.
Yep.
And this is actually, like, next time we do a game of Jeopardy, Charlie Sheen's actually going to be a category on the. Well, he's one of the categories I've written down. But in the movie The Chase, this guy, he kidnaps a woman with a Butterfinger.
Did he have butter on his finger or the candy bar?
The candy bar. And, like, he was in the movie Hot Shots, and Hot Shots Part 2, and those were parody movies, but he was fucking hilarious. And then, of course, you got to remember, 2 and a Half Men.
Yeah,
he finished Spin City.
Yeah.
He was also in a movie called Men at Work, where he played a garbage man along with his brother, Emilio Estevez. They may not have been blockbuster movies, but they were funny as fuck.
So where would you put him?
I put him at very good.
Kenneth, where would you put Charlie Sheen?
Besides in jail.
Yeah, I'll go with the jail part. But yeah, I'll put him at very good.
I'm putting him very good.
I'd have to agree. All right. One of my personal favorites, Kevin Hart.
Icon right there.
He is an icon. I'd almost go A-list.
Yep.
He is fucking hilarious.
Yes. Philly guy, too.
He's a funnier, shorter version of me. Because of how much he screams.
This guy screams louder
than
I do.
This is not about you.
Okay?
Yeah, it's not about you, Doug.
I'm just saying. I'm making a comparison. It's what professional podcast hosts do.
Make everything about themselves?
Yeah. No, it's not.
But you're not funny. Now. You're funny looking, but you're not funny.
Did he call me Doug funny?
He said you're not funny.
Oh. Isn't there a button where we can...
You're lucky I'm not
in charge of the phone, your account.
I mean, Kevin Hart's an A-lister.
Well, yeah. I mean, he has to be. Even in movies where he's just like that secondary character.
Yeah.
Like in the movie Grudge Match.
Yeah, he was funny in that.
Oh, that's one of my favorite movies.
What do you think, Clintus? Kevin Hart?
Icon.
Sorry.
His movies are like on point. I like everything, but I'm not a big fan of the second Jumanji. I wasn't a big fan of the second one. Besides that,
the first one was funny.
Huh?
The first one was really funny.
Yeah, the second one just wasn't.
Yeah, I'd actually agree with that.
The second one really wasn't. The first one was.
And you can't forget the whole Super Bowl on this hat.
Yeah. That was funny. All right. Up next, Amy Schumer.
Who?
Annoying.
Annoying. Yeah.
Annoying.
Amy Schumer?
Yeah. I don't find her funny at all. I know Sharon's going to come in here and kick my ass.
I mean, she's kind of like the Nicki Minaj of like.
I was just going to say, are you going to compare her to me?
No, she's like the Nicki Minaj. She just talks about banging dudes a lot. And that's her whole stand-up act. I mean, good for her, but.
Well, somebody with her body type, if she can get a lot of, you know,
okay.
sausage in there.
Okay.
So where would you put her?
I would look. My job here is to make sure we can never get another female guest.
I
would put her in trash.
I'd say trash as well.
Clint doesn't get a vote.
Oh yeah, he does. Oh, well, he said who when I first. All right. Up next, Ben Stiller.
Double trash.
Trash.
Clevis?
Yeah, I'm not. I guess I'll go with the group with this. I don't really follow Ben Stiller, so yeah.
I mean, to be honest with you, he'd have to be 10 times better to be trash.
You're like any of his
movies? No. I mean, Night at the Museum.
He's annoying.
I think we're okay. Night at the Museum was okay. Of Mystery Men was I'll finish my point. Mystery Men was okay. Mystery Men was good. I'm not going to say it was bad because I actually liked the movie. But the whole Meet the Parents deal was
his best stuff. That was his best stuff.
Bowl Cookies. The Meet the Parents trilogy was his best stuff.
Oh, it was?
Bowl Cookies.
I
hated those movies. I thought they were trash. I thought Robert De Niro, like, Ben Stiller should have proved how much of a man he was by just shooting De Niro in the head. I think, to be honest, yeah, I think Robert De Niro ruined those movies.
Yeah, I can see why you say that.
So, I'm just going to say Ben Stiller is trash. Not necessarily a fan of any of his stuff. I don't find him funny. I find him trash.
Jesus Christ. I find him trash too. I don't hate him that much, but.
I mean, I don't hate him, I just find him annoying. How about you, Clint?
I'm just going to go with the group. Whatever you. I'm just going to go with what you guys said. All
right.
All right.
Up next, Adam Sandler.
Oh boy.
His original stuff was better.
Yeah, he kind of sucks now, but he used to be good.
He used to be good. And on that note, I want to put him in very good. And I'm going to say I did like his movies when I was younger. So I want to put him as very good.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. His earlier stuff was better. He was Happy Gilmore is actually a very funny movie.
Yeah.
It's got the perfect bad guy in it, Christopher McDonald, who's a fucking douchebag. And in every role that he's in.
I'd say very good.
Yeah, I would too. I think my favorite movie of his is actually Wedding Singer.
Yeah. So very good?
Yeah.
Yep.
Sweet. All right, next up, Paul Rudd.
Who?
Paul Rudd, he played Ant-Man for the Marvel movies, and he's been in a lot of
stuff.
Okay.
He finished off the last couple of seasons of Friends.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I mean, I would say, because I'm not necessarily, like, I haven't seen a lot of his stuff, so I would just say mediocre.
I go very good. I like Paul Rudd.
I'll say mediocre.
Yeah, mediocre. Very good.
Huh?
I think he said mediocre.
Okay. All right. Next up, Bill Murray.
Very good.
He's another one that was early stuff was good.
Yeah.
I would say very good.
I won't promise. Very good.
Yeah. He's almost A-list, but I'd say very good, too.
Yeah, very good. I mean, Ghostbusters is what made him.
Yeah.
Funny part is I'm not a big fan of Ghostbusters.
What else did he know?
Yeah.
Well, he's known for Stripes. He's known for Scrooge.
Okay.
All right, next up, we'll turn over to another lady, Rebel Wilson. Did Pitch Perfect. That's what she's like.
I think the only thing that she was not good in was that show she had, that Super Fun Night or something like that on ABC. Only lasted a few episodes because ABC realized how shitty it was. I think, though, that what's the best thing she's known for and the thing she's best at is Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
So I say mediocre.
I'd say mediocre, too.
I'll say mediocre. Thank God for hearing from me.
All right, next up, Eddie Murphy.
Oh, man.
A-list.
Looks like B-less. I mean, I love for his work. Like, no, he's on the. I will say, I kind of caught it. I caught it.
Well, then it would be A-list.
Yeah.
Off at the top.
Beverly Hills Cop 1 and Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Yeah.
Okay, are two of my favorite movies. Now, Beverly Hills Cop 3 sucked. But that's that, and that's what happened. Because one, the movie came out 8 years after the second one, so there really was no need for it.
Yeah.
All right. And it was just. But he's been in other good stuff. I mean, you can't overlook the fact that he played the donkey in Shrek.
Yeah.
And he was in the movie Mulan. He played the dragon or lizard or whatever the fuck he was.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of things he was good in. So I'm actually going to say, I'll say that he was A-list.
I'll go A-list too. Part of Mansion was him.
Clan said A-list too, right?
Yeah. All right. Next up, Jim Carrey. One of my favorites.
A lot of his new stuff, though, really hasn't been that good.
His early stuff is good.
Like,
he hasn't made a lot of new stuff.
Well, yeah, he hasn't really been in anything new lately, but a lot of, like, the stuff from the mid-2000s. Really wasn't that good. Like, I liked Ace Ventura. I thought The Mask was funny.
Bruce Almighty is one of my favorite.
Bruce Almighty was decent. Dumb and Dumber is just you.
Dumb.
You watch this movie, your IQ automatically drops 100 points.
It was funny at first, but then after watching it like four or five times, then it's like, so cheesy.
It was funny for about 10 seconds, and then it just became like extremely stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
But
we still watch it.
I don't watch it. I refuse to watch that movie.
Oh. I mean, I haven't watched it in years, so.
Yeah. I mean, one of his best, like, more recent movies is Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Yeah.
I thought it was a really good movie. So I'm just going to say, just because I feel like he really hasn't made anything good lately,
okay,
I'm going to say mediocre.
I'm going A-list. He's made too much good stuff in the past.
I'm going very good.
Clintus?
I'll go A-list.
Oh, we'll be a Clintus with the vote. Hey. Jim Carrey. All right. Next up, Kevin James.
Paul Blart. Which was stupid, by the way. I wasn't necessarily a fan of his show, The King of Queens. But I'll tell you the movie I thought he was the best in, and that's The Zookeeper.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. I love that.
I thought you were going to see Mall Cop.
You just, Eric, I actually just said that I didn't really like that movie.
Oh, okay.
But I do think he's funny. I don't think he's a good leading man. But I think, like, as long as he has somebody there with him, he's awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say very good.
I'm going to say very good. He's a step ahead David Spear and Jack Black.
Can I say Kevin?
Yeah.
Cliff, what do you think?
I don't want to say middle of the road.
Middle of the road? I'd probably actually agree with middle of the road. Kevin James is my favorite. So I guess we'll put him at the borderline.
Okay.
All right, I think everyone could agree on this. Rob Schneider.
I'm going to say the same thing about him that I said about Ben Stiller. He'd have to be 10 times better just to be trash. I liked the movie The Animal.
Yeah.
Because I thought that was funny. I feel bad for him sometimes in the roles that he gets because, you know, like, he's portrayed as, like, this dumbass.
Yeah.
But then, like, you actually watch his movies and you realize, oh, my God, what a stupid piece of shit. So I'm going to say trash.
I'd go trash, too. Eric?
I'm going to go trash.
Glenn?
Yeah, trash.
All right, poor Rob Schneider. Tim Allen, you have a conflicted relationship with this one.
I have a conflicted relationship because I loved his first show. See, here's the thing. His second show was good up until the sixth season because at that sixth season, he just – the character – I don't have an issue with the actor. I have an issue with the character.
Yeah.
And how the character is portrayed.
Yeah.
Okay? That is my issue.
Okay.
And the first few seasons, like, you really didn't see that. I think it was, like, kind of, like, on the borderline.
Yeah.
Of there. But still, the fact that there was a lot of times he did not get his way, it's like, okay, it kind of evens out at the end. He's a piece of shit, but yet he realizes at the end that he's, know, that he's wrong.
Yeah. Season 6, it was his way or the highway.
Yeah.
And I think, like, that kind of carried over into season 7. I refuse to watch anything in season 8.
Really?
Yeah. And Home Improvement is one of my all-time favorite shows. But as far as his movies go, I love the Santa Claus. I think he was funny as Santa.
Yeah.
I think he was good as Buzz Lightyear. I thought he was good in Wild Hogs.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Okay. What else was he in? Oh, the movie Joe Somebody. I thought, to be honest with you, I actually thought that was a really good movie because I thought, you know, there was a good message or whatever in there.
Yeah.
So as an actor, he's good. It's just the one role that I just don't like him.
So where would you put him?
I would put him in Very Good.
I'd say Very Good.
I agree. I say Very Good.
Me too. All right. Tim Allen. Next up, Jonah Hill. one of my actual favorite actors in general. I'd put him in A-list. He's got incredible range. He can do serious stuff, funny stuff.
He can do serious stuff, but one of my favorite roles for him, and because this character was so reluctant, but however he was so funny, was in the movie Accepted, which technically was not a good movie up until like the last half hour or so.
Yeah.
But I like Justin Long.
Yeah.
But I thought Jonah Hill was funny in that. Jonah Hill's funny in the movie. I think he was in the movie The Watch.
Yeah, he was.
Okay. And despite the fact that Ben Stiller made that movie horrible, Jonah Hill and Vince Vaughn made it watchable. So as much as I think Jonah Hill is a dipshit, there are some things that I do like watching him in. So I will say, I'm not going to give him too much credit, but yeah, I'll say mediocre.
Oh, fuck you. He's going A-list.
I'll say Very Good.
You
want
to call that mediocre?
Yeah, where would you put him, Cletus?
I'll put him in A-list.
You a big fan of Jonah Hill?
I liked him in, what's his face? Both 21 and 22 Jump Street.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. He was funny in that.
Oh, yeah.
Especially
when he slept with his captain. How can you forget about
Jump Street like that? It's a disrespectful movie.
No, I'll change it to Very Good. All right.
I'm sticking to the A-list.
Okay.
We'll put it in borderline. Okay. How's that?
It's good.
We'll compromise.
Eric's just kissing my ass so I don't put him to too much work tomorrow.
No, I said Very Good with you. That's why I say we'll compromise and put in borderline.
What's your back then?
All right, Martin Lawrence.
I'll say very good.
Here's a guy that I don't think even really means to be funny. He should not be funny, but yet he is. Like, the Bad Boys movies. I thought those were funny. I did not like his TV show, Martin. I thought that sucked. But there was other movies that he did, like Big Mama's House.
Yeah.
I mean, I put him in Very Good. His movies are funny.
Yeah, I put him in Very Good. What do you think, Cletus?
I put him in A-list.
All right. Eric?
I'll say A-list.
All right. I'll put him in A-list, too.
Why not?
How about his partner in crime in Bad Boys?
Sure. Chris Rock. I'm just kidding. What? I know it's Will Smith. I know it's. I'm just joking.
He was in a sitcom, so you know that kind of counts. And like he is, even when he's supposed to play like the action hero, he's still funny.
I mean, he's going through it lately, but that's not really about movies. But there's not much that he's in that I don't like. I like most everything Will Smith.
The only thing I hated was Hitch.
I still like that movie. I'd say Will Smith.
You hated that movie?
Yeah, I didn't like that movie. But I do like a lot of his work, except for I Am Legend, because I'm pretty sure I walked out of there with a damn set of trousers.
Where would you put him?
I put him A-list.
I go A-list too.
Yeah.
Clemens?
You have to put him on A-list.
Yeah, you have to.
We don't have to do anything.
Yeah, look, man. You're just a little feeling a little bitter right now. It's okay. You'll get over it.
Yeah. All right. Next up, let's do Owen Wilson.
Boy.
Wow. I like him better in serious movies.
Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers was a great movie, damn it.
No, it was.
Oh, definitely.
No, I like him better, like, in the movie Marley and Me. Yeah. Which I don't think anybody in this house really likes to watch because it has to do with a dog.
It's a sad one.
That's a bunch of bull cookies.
I saw Marley and Me. I never wanted to because I knew I'd be crying because it's about a puppy dog.
Yeah.
So where would you put Owen Wilson down?
Very good.
I put him there.
Clevis?
Middle of the road.
I'd probably go middle of the road as well. Owen Wilson's good.
He's a good
but
second actor, not the lead actor.
He was good in Drillbit Taylor.
He was good in Drillbit Taylor. He was good in Marley and Me.
What movie?
It went out a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah, it was really good.
All right, next up, Anna Kendrick.
Love her.
And here's the thing. She can actually take on, like, there's a movie out there. It's called Mr. Right. And she plays, like, the girlfriend in the movie. And she actually she's actually really good in that movie. And a lot of that movie, that movie is not her.
Yeah.
Like, that is not, like, what she plays. Because she's usually used to playing the timid girl and, you know, the very shy girl. I mean, she blew a lot of heads off in that movie.
Yeah.
With a gun. Just so I can clarify. Oh. Just so. Okay. So, I think she's great. I think she's great. I would actually put her in A-list.
I
think
very good.
She's adorable. You said very good?
Yeah.
What do you say, Clemens?
I'll say very good.
We're going to have to put her on that borderline because I go A-list with you, Doug.
Well, yeah, because Sharon will shoot us if we don't.
Probably. All right. Next up, Chevy Chase, the man behind the Vacation movies.
Thing is, those were not his only good movies.
I mean, the movie I watched or a few weeks ago that we watched, Man of the House.
Yes.
I thought that
was
funny.
Was awesome.
See? I mean, Caddyshack was okay. I thought Chevy Chase was funny in The Three Amigos. I mean, I think Chevy Chase's best movie, and this is just me being biased, even though we know Dad's not listening, is Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
Right. You can't beat that movie.
So where would you put Chevy?
I mean, I wouldn't put him in A-list, but I put him in very good.
Clement?
Yeah, I wanted to agree and say very good.
What do you think, Eric?
Very good.
That was a good movie. All right. We'll put them in very good. Now, we're getting towards the end, and I'm getting hungry, so we're going to do a speed round.
Okay. Don't forget to write the Chase in there.
Yeah, that's why I did the comma. All right, speed round. You ready? I'm just going to name off guys. You guys just give me maybe a sentence or...
This is why we can't order dinner before.
Your dinner. Will Ferrell.
Oh, fuck.
Trash.
Jesus.
What's I wouldn't even say trash. I would just say mad.
I'd feel very good.
I'm not a fan of Will Ferrell.
What'd you think, Quentin?
Middle of the road.
Middle of the road.
I said, man. It's up to you.
Oh, I said very good, so we all have different.
Just put him in middle of the road.
Or mediocre.
I think it's what, yeah.
Middle of the 100 acre oaks or whatever the fuck.
Steve Carell.
A-list?
A-list?
Yeah.
Mainly because he's another guy that I don't think means to be funny.
He needs to be funny.
He just comes off that way.
I'd say very good. Quetta?
Oh, my God. Excuse me. No, I'll say very good, yeah.
So he goes on that borderline?
Yeah. On the borderline.
Chris Rock.
Early stuff, funny. Later stuff, meh. I'd say middle.
I'd say very good.
I'd say very good.
Very good.
All right, fuck you, Doug. All right. Sasha Baron Cohen. I fucked that up. Sasha Baron Cohen. He did Borat.
Trash.
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 Trash. There we go. Seth Rogen.
I'm a... Meh.
I'd go very good.
Mediocre.
Quentin?
Mediocre.
All right. What were you going to say, Eric?
I was going to say Robin Williams.
A-list.
Definitely A-list.
Rest in peace, too.
Yep. Clement?
No, I'll say middle of the road.
All right, well, that's going to bring him down to very good, then.
Didn't three of us say A-list?
Yeah.
All right, so when you vote 3-1 against me, I don't drag you down.
Well, not if the categories are right next to each other. But he said middle of the row. We said A-list. So that's enough to bring it down.
Oh, is it?
It's down to what, middle of the row?
No, no. Very good. We'll still put it in A-list.
Yeah.
This is Dougie's world. All right. Mike Myers?
As Austin Powers, he was great. As everything else, he sucked. Well, no, Austin Powers and Shrek.
Yeah.
But I do think that's enough, though, to carry him to very good.
Really? Really, though?
What do you think, Clinton? I won't really disagree and put him in like that Matt category.
I'd say Matt too. Nothing about Michael Myers has ever I really found funny.
Yeah, I'm going to say trash.
Well, first of all, your opinion means nothing because you tried to put Robin Williams in middle of the road. Every opinion matters, Doug.
Yes.
This is America.
Not for long. Not if Trump gets another 4 years.
This is not a political podcast. Trump is getting out of office. I believe it. I think America can't be this stupid.
All right. Last person. Wait, did we put him? Yep. Where are we putting him? Trash? Meh?
I thought we were going to do meh.
Okay.
What are we talking about again?
Some dick.
I'm the man.
All right.
You forgot one.
Who? I said I wasn't done yet, but go ahead.
Okay. The Rock.
The Rock?
Not me.
You can't put The Rock in here.
No, I mean, he would be on an actor's tier list, and he does funny stuff. I do not. I wouldn't put him as comedy, though.
Okay. Yeah, that's true, yeah.
When he first came out, it was comedy stuff.
Yeah, it's like action comedy, so I guess so, but...
All right, who are you going to say?
He's done everything. For the last person I would actually pick, Danny McBride.
Trash.
What?
Because he sucks.
Did she ever put on Tyler Perry too?
What? What movie?
No, I said Tyler Perry. She ever put him on a list?
Oh, we can put him on the list. Where would you put him?
I'll put him on A list.
Tyler Perry.
Yeah, I think Tyler Perry's funny, but I don't know if I go A-list. I definitely go very good.
I would definitely go middle of the road.
I think this stuff is fucking hilarious.
Medea's hilarious.
Like, all the Medea movies.
So we put Danny McBride in trash.
Yeah.
And Tyler Perry, where are we putting him?
We can put Tyler Perry in A-list.
Well, I said middle.
Yeah, Amos.
Or
right, we'll go Amos. Again, huh? All right. That concludes the list.
That was awesome.
Comedy Actors Tier List. Doug, why don't you take us home and read it off? And then we'll sign off, guys.
We are all home, though, aren't we?
All right.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, I'm setting this home first. Eric, Clinton, Doug, thanks all for a great show. He's going to line off the list, and then we're going to set home.
Next week,
we will be doing the coveted fast food tier list. We will be doing every fast food restaurant and putting them in tier list.
Oh, I know a lot of people that are probably going to want to be involved in.
So our inner fat guys are coming out, well, even though me and Doug are outer fat guys, too.
All right.
Oh, boy. This is going to be fun. This is my territory, too.
I know. I know people. All right. For A-list, we have Vince Vaughn, Kevin Hart, Eddie Murphy, Jim Carrey. I almost said Drew Carey. Jim Carrey, Martin Lawrence, Tyler Perry, Jonah Hill, Will Smith, Anna Kendrick, Steve Carell, Robin Williams. And very good, we have Tina Fey, Charlie Sheen, Adam Sandler, Bill Murray, Chris Rock, Kevin James, Tim Allen, Chevy Chase. Mediocre, we have Jack Black, David Spade, Paul Rudd, Rebel Wilson, Owen Wilson, no relation, by the way, Will Ferrell, Seth Rogen. Mad, we have Sarah Silverman and Mike Myers. In trash, we have, hold on,
I can't sit next to Sharon when I say this. In trash, we have Amy Schumer, Ben Stiller, Rob Schneider, Sacha Baron Cohen, and Danny McBride.
All right, guys. Clint, Eric, thank you. Doug, thanks.
You're welcome.
It was great. Great show. We'll
see
you guys next
Friday.
Week. Yep. Oh, my bad.
Later.
Later. See you Friday.